Good morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, as we head into the weekend. Everyone that's walked in today has said, oh, I'm so glad the weekend's here. Yes. I'm already starting to feel that holiday stress, but no stress here. You know why? Because it's Frisky Friday today. Yay. And my guest this morning is from A-Hope, Santa Rosa County. We love all the things that y'all do. Paige Carey is here. She's the Vice President and Public Relations Director. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, everybody.
So nice to have you here.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here. Our fearless leader, Brandy, is a little under the weather today.
Aww.
So we have no little kittens with us. You just get me today. But we have lots of things to share
to talk
with
about.
You today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we were chatting before we went on the air, and one of the things I've noticed about all the folks that come in every Friday, it's so sweet because they're all doing so much, either the Humane Society or one of the shelters, but every single person that works at one of those places I have found is a personal rescuer, I have noticed, who have not just one or two or three dogs. So I said to Paige, she was telling me about one of her cats, and I said, oh, how many cats do you have? How many cats do you have, Paige?
I have 12. You know, that's what happens. No one starts out like that, but that's just what happens.
And, are they named for every month of the year? Or?
No, but that's a good idea. No, I like that idea.
I can't even imagine. I mean, is your house huge?
No, it's not huge.
Are they all indoors?
It works. They're all indoors, and I am obsessive compulsive about cleaning, so you don't even know that they're in there. They run when someone walks in.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's a lot of people out there laughing, I know, because I know lots of people, when I say 12, they're like, I have 13 or I have 14. So it's like, yeah,
holy
but you know
moly.
What? It's okay. It just happens that way. And you get
I'm
groove,
impressed.
You get in a groove and honey, I got that feeding down to, you know, 15 minutes. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of times folks will say, well, I've got two in-house and then I have, you know, 15 ferals that I feed outside of the house.
Yeah,
so
there's
that, but you have all 12 in the house.
Oh yeah. And they're all fixed and vaccinated and all the things. So, and I was just telling Meg that my vet trip last week really made me appreciate our affordable clinic SNP Happens because not only do we do the spay neuters, but also offer the wellness services such as vaccines and, you know, nail clipping and deworming.
And all that adds up.
Parasite checks and all of that type thing. Mm-hmm. So it was very eye opening to say the least. And that leads me into something too. You know, we're getting into the holiday season. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving's next week. And from all of us at A-Hope, Brandy and myself and everyone included, we want to just thank the community for the support that we've received over the last several years as A-Hope, and now with our clinic opening, SNP Happens. Brandy put out a wonderful post this week, so for those of you that didn't see it, we have actually managed, since we opened to the public on July 2nd, we have seen almost 1,700 animals, either through spay neuter or our wellness services.
That's incredible, Paige.
The community has been, responding in a beautiful way, and we are so grateful. And
well, talk a little bit about A-Hope, because someone might be listening this morning and have no idea who you are or what you do or where you're located. So we can talk about your organization first, and then the fact that they did an incredible thing this year, opening up a spay neuter clinic in Milton this year. So that was a huge accomplishment. But talk a bit about your organization and how y'all got started and what your services are.
Yes, absolutely. So A-Hope is an animal welfare and advocacy organization. We're not technically a rescue because we provide multiple different services.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, as just A-Hope, we provide any type of service to keep animals with their families and provide services for caregivers of community cats. So whether that's, information on wellness or food services, you know, all of the thing, teaching.
Mm-hmm.
We love to go out and teach. And now even with SNP Happens, we love to have groups come in. We have a Girl Scout troop coming in January.
Oh, good.
They're learning about nonprofits. And so they're going to come in and see the clinic and learn what we do.
And it's important to mention this is a nonprofit organization.
Yes, we are definitely a nonprofit, so any donations always appreciated, and I'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, we love to teach. And like I said, we love to have groups come out, so whether it's a church group, an organization, Girl Scouts, you know, Boy Scouts, any type of thing, just get in touch with us. Education is part of our name. AHOPE stands for Animal Health, Outreach, Prevention, and Education.
Wonderful.
So part of that, we've always provided affordable spay-neuter services. Initially, it was through transports. Mm-hmm. But our dream has always been to open a clinic locally.
Right.
So, like I said, as of July 2nd, that's what we've done. And we serve the community. And thanks to the wonderful local vets doing relief work for us, we've been able to increase the number of spay neuters and wellness that we've done. And if you are a veterinarian out there and would love to come help us out one day, please reach out to AHOPE4SRC at gmail.com, and someone will respond back to you in that regards. So yeah, we're so thrilled. And again, we're so thankful to the community for supporting us through these years. And, you know, with the holiday season coming up, if you're having a holiday party and want to make it a fundraiser for AHOPE.
There you go. There's a nice idea.
Yes, absolutely. And if you'd like for one of us to come out and bring information and just kind of mingle around and share info with people, I'm your girl. I'm always up for a good party. So, So I can do that.
Where's the clinic? Oh, I love the name of the clinic. Happens, but where is it located?
It's located at 6951 Pine Blossom Road. That's Pine Blossom Road in Milton, Florida. And it's pretty easy to get to. It sounds like it's way out in the woods, but you know, come interstate straight up. It's easy to get to for everybody, and we're on 25 acres, so you know, we have plans to expand in the down the road. But one thing we've run into, if you followed us for years, you know, we worked for 8 years out of a 660 square foot building called the Paw Pad.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, when you move and it's like, oh my gosh, how did we accumulate all this stuff?
Right.
So we're in the process of moving now.
Okay.
But unfortunately, our beloved shed that we purchased, which is a solid wood shed out in the back, which is like 16 by 24. We're told that it could be moved, but it can't.
Oh, okay.
And so we are in dire need of a new shed. So if anybody has connections,
who should they call? Is there a number to call?
Well, they can reach out to ahopedirector@gmail.com. That's me.
All right. We need a new shed. Okay. We're going to be back on Pep Talk in just a minute. If you've got questions, 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Paige and AHOPE right after the break. This is Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. We have Paige Carey here with AHOPE of Santa Rosa County. So glad you're here to tell us about all the great things y'all are doing. So you need a shed. We've made that very clear.
Yes,
so
we need a shed. If you have connections, anything like that, that would be fabulous. It's wood. I mean, we built this thing, you know, with such great intentions, thinking that it could be moved, and now we are like in dire need of storage.
The devil's in the details.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, yes, we need that. And actually we dropped the four Santa Rosa County. So now if you're looking for us, it's just AHOPE. Mm-hmm. And again, we're animal welfare. We're not a rescue, but we do help the shelter occasionally when they are overrun with medically needy sick kittens and out of fosters. We take them in, get them well, that type thing. But we're not a facility where you can...
You're not a shelter.
We're not a shelter. Please don't drop your animals
there. That's what I was going to say. The main thing is don't drop them on their footsteps.
Yes, because we're not there all the time. We're open Monday through Thursday, and we don't want any animals put in danger.
So if someone does want to take advantage of some of your services, they would want to contact you ahead of time and make an appointment?
Yes, absolutely. It's like I said, it's SNP Happens, and the here we go with the number again. The 850-795-2287. Is the number for SNP Happens, or you can go to our website, AHOPE4SRC.com, and it pops up, SNP Happens pops up right away. And we can do walk-ins for wellness, but it's really better for you if you make an appointment.
Right.
And on days that we're not doing our spay-neuter surgeries, you can schedule appointments. That way, you know, that way you've got a set time. You don't have to wait.
Right.
And
that
type
makes
thing.
Perfect sense.
And all of the pricing and services is on the website. Mm-hmm. So like I said, you know, we're getting ready for the holidays. You've got people coming to visit, mm-hmm. or you need to board your animals. You need that Bordetella. You need to update vaccines.
You do the vaccines.
And what about, you know, people come in that may be ill or something and have thin skin. Let's get those nails trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Dogs,
yes.
Cats.
Especially
you don't
seniors.
Want anybody. Yes, your seniors. We don't want anybody getting scratched and hurt. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Our nail trims are $15.
Oh, that's
and like
reasonable.
I said, come get your Bordetella
updates. I might
updates.
Come in.
Yeah,
get everything. My nails trimmed.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's better than the manicure price.
I say, yeah, definitely.
yeah, so, but keep that in mind. Holidays coming. You have visitors you need, mm-hmm. or you're boarding. You're going out of town.
You definitely have to have the Bordetella.
Yes.
A lot of the boardings
yes.
in this area require that.
Exactly. So think about all of that. Check out our services and our pricing and make an appointment, and we'll be happy to take care of you, your pet, and have everybody ready for the holidays.
That sounds like a plan.
Yes.
And it's so great that you have the clinic. It's quite an accomplishment as you look back over 2020-25.
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah, truly a highlight. And like I said, you know, we still are in need of donations. We are a nonprofit business.
Mm-hmm.
And by offering affordable prices, that means, you know, we have to increase the quantity to
break
pay
even.
Our bills mm-hmm. every month. Mm-hmm. So we still have clinic rooms available for sponsorships.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So if you
yeah.
are a business or an individual, please reach out to me again, ahopedirector@gmail.com. And, you know, we'd love to have your donation for that. In return, you'll get a beautiful plaque that's put up. Mm-hmm. It's called our Legacy Campaign, Legacy of Love. And so we put up a nice plaque that will be there forever showing your support and love for to honor a person or a pet, that type thing.
That's great because
yes.
you're going to have a lot of folks coming in. You've already done 1,700 procedures.
Yes, yes,
wow.
yes. Like I said, spay, neuters, and wellness.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's
yeah,
great.
So the need is there.
Oh, no
so,
question.
Yeah, so please, you know, help us continue. And like I said, this is a great time. We're coming up on end of year also.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's looking for tax deductions. We get you a really nice tax receipt
mm-hmm.
to turn in. So, yeah, so just keep us in mind for
now,
that.
Now, do you have a wish list online anywhere?
We do. We have Amazon wish list, Chewy wish list, and on Cuddly.
Oh,
and
okay.
So, yes. So all of those places, again, are on our website, ahope4src.com.
So you can go to your website, you
yes.
click on one of those things, and this is what I always say. Every Friday, if you're in your car right now at a stoplight, go on,
yes.
go right onto their website, click on any one of those, Amazon, Chewy, or Cuddly.
Yes.
You can pick out something they need. You're not guessing because they've put their needs out there.
Yes,
and they
absolutely.
Might need bleach or something that's not
we,
real
yeah,
romantic,
do.
Right?
We always need, I mean, we need things like paper towels.
Right.
You know,
those things add up.
Yes, bleach,
yeah.
Cleaning supplies, stamps.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know.
You can order it right there.
Yes.
They'll have it the next day.
Yes, exactly.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, we need office. We always need office supplies. It's not just.
Yeah, people don't think about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. All of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, and every little bit helps because then that stretches our budget.
Right.
Even farther.
But you're right. This is a good time to give because it is the end of the year
yes.
and you can apply it towards your taxes.
Yes.
So
and
that's
like I said,
a really
we
good
have
thing.
Rooms. We have rooms available. We also really appreciate monthly sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Hope's Heroes. Again, that's on the website.
Oh, that's neat.
Donate as little as $10 a month or as much as you would like. That really helps us know. It helps us for sustainability.
So it's almost like an auto pay thing where you're
yes,
getting it every,
yes.
you get $10 every month, but now
exactly.
you can count on that for your budget.
That's right.
Excuse
That's
me.
Right.
That makes
and
a big difference too.
So yeah, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, if we had 10 people that gave $50 a month.
Oh my goodness. That
that's a huge help.
Yes.
Yes. And again, it's all tax deductible. We mm-hmm. send the receipts at the end of the year, first of the year. And that really helps sustainability.
Okay. If you're, so we're talking with Paige Carey, she is with AHOPE and we'll be back with a few more things to talk about. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk on Frisky Friday. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Paige Carey is here with AHOPE. Just a couple of minutes left, Paige. Was
yes.
there anything you'd like to mention that we haven't touched on this morning?
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that we were mentioning sponsorship of the rooms at the clinic. We actually only have 6 rooms left out of 19.
Good for you.
So, yeah, so people really, you know, believe in us, trust us, support what we're doing. And, you know, we got the nice donation. Shout out to Pensacola. The crew of Pensacola Bells.
Oh, that's
great. For a $10,000 donation from them. And they're sponsoring a room. Shout out to Penn Air Federal Credit Union. Their Communerosity, which is their employees select different nonprofits to donate to during the year. We just received $6,000 from Penn Air, which is where we also do all our banking. Mm-hmm. So see, I mean, I just want people to realize that, you know, in the beginning it was like, well, I'm not so sure about these guys, but we have
a lot
of support.
Now.
We're established, we're trustworthy. And so if you want to or need to make a donation to us, you know that it's going to some place that's going to be around.
It's credible.
Yes.
That is credible and respected and you've quantified what you do. And having the clinic, I think, gives you even more credibility.
Absolutely.
Now.
So again, go to our website, ahope4src.com for all different information, or contact me at ahopedirector@gmail.com and I'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Okay. And this is all coming from a woman who has 12 cats.
Yes. And Sam's knows me by name because I get my 52 pound bags of litter there every other week.
My girlfriend. Oh,
Brandy told me to tell you that they know me by name.
God bless.
Thanks, Brandy.
God bless bulk.
Yes.
Bulk shopping. That's awesome. Well, with the holidays coming up, one of the things, too, that I'm reminding everybody, be careful of your food this week as you're talking about animals.
Please.
Dogs can jump up on a counter in a hot second to pick up a whole turkey. That's happened. It happened in the Christmas story when the dogs take the turkey. But it also, you want to be aware of garbage. Don't put things in the garbage because the cats and dogs can get into the garbage if you put food in there.
Cats jump up on counters, too.
Yes,
and
they do.
And they eat the strangest things. I mean, different than dogs, but they might take a lick of the sweet potato pie the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful.
Be aware. It's always lots of folks. It's exciting, but be aware of your animals during the holidays.
Yeah, the emergency vets get hit up a lot over the weekend after Thanksgiving. So, be careful.
Well, Paige, thank you for being here. What's the contact information one more time for AHOPE?
Our website is ahope4src.com. Mm-hmm. That has everything on it. And my personal email is ahopedirector@gmail.com.
Okay.
If you need any donation information, et cetera, et cetera.
And the clinic phone number one more time?
850-795-2287.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Brandy.
I hope you feel better, girlfriend.
Yep.
You're doing a great job there. So much to people, the volunteers, the donors, everybody.
And happy Thanksgiving to everyone from AHOPE.
All right. Thank you so much.